The story dates back to September 2010. That's when EagleNet received more than $100 million to build a comprehensive statewide network in broadband between 234 so-called anchor institutions, places like schools, universities, and libraries. Flash forward to the fall of 2012, when 4th Congressional District Congressman Cory Gardner started hearing complaints from rural telecommunications companies.
Saying, hey, look, we've put fiber into the ground to a number of communities and schools, and this EagleNet company, which got a stimulus grant, has just come in and laid fiber right next to the fiber that we just put into the ground.
Gardner says local companies felt like EagleNet was competing with their existing business. That led him to question the mission of the government agency.
I wonder why we spent all the EagleNet spent all this time duplicating services in the Eastern Plains where it's easy to build instead of focusing on those harder to reach areas like Silverton or Ouray.
Silverton in particular has no broadband connections and currently is using microwave towers. Ultimately, in December of last year, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration asked EagleNet to suspend construction, citing changes made to its original plan and lack of environmental and historical preservation reviews.
Every opportunity we have to use existing infrastructure, we make every attempt to do so.
Gretchen Dirks is a spokesperson for EagleNet. She says the mission of her organization from the get-go was to build a network of connections across the state to schools and libraries, which naturally translates into redundancies. Earlier this week, EagleNet's president met with the head of the NTIA and Representative Gardner to hash out a plan forward.
In terms of the suspension that we're currently under by the NTIA, we are working hand in hand with them every day to answer their questions and to get this lifted as quickly as possible in terms of the environmental assessment.
Dirks says she expects the project to be up and running in the next 60 days, and the clock is ticking. EagleNet has until the end of August this year to spend all of its stimulus funds. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.